Benson Community Gardens, and this is written by Bridget Hess. Early spring is my favourite time of year. The daffodils are so yellow and smell of hope, with the sound of their trumpets emerging from waterlogged roots. Weather forecasters have prepared us for this swinging climate between wet winters and hot, dry summers. We are experiencing many extremes in all parts of our lives, from political polarities to floods and droughts. In our own small way, the community allotment resists separation and provides a place where all are welcome. We are paying attention to the harsh extremes of nature by mulching the soil and disturbing the deep structure as little as possible. In the late autumn, we seeded the top section of the plot with wildflowers, but green shoots sprung up in early December, thinking it was spring. We are reseeding in March with wildflowers from an RHS mix that is suited for extended flowering. It is impressive to have a good display, but we have learned that when the cornflowers and nigella fairies have turned to seed, the land looks weedily bare. We are optimistic that the show will now extend over the summer. After last year's disappointing season of intense heat and drought affecting most of our crops, we are concentrating on veg that will be sustainable even in the heat. The rhubarb has been a very trustworthy, their pink heads making a comeback in March. We will experiment with planting the runner bean seeds directly into the soil this year and hope for a reliable crop. We have chosen two types that promise a good long season. There will also be a bigger focus on drought-resistant herbs to gather for tea, sauce or salad. Two new David Austin climbing roses called the Generous Gardener have been planted, chosen for their fragrance and long flowering season. We planted two Gertrude Jekyll climbing roses beside the pergola last year, which have taken a while to establish. We hope that this summer there will be a better display. My overactive mind imagines a rose festooned arbour growing in a year, but if the truth be told, they take a few years to establish their glory. The fig tree might produce some fruit, as well as the apple tree this year. We are working on making the allotment low maintenance, but this is dependent on very good mulching and balanced soil preparation. Unfortunately, the weeds keep coming up, particularly the comfrey, that is difficult to control. Some community volunteers are coming in early March from the M Group under their social volunteering programme. This will be a big help to get us launched into the new season. We have also fenced the top of the plot to protect it from four-legged machinery. One of our philosophies on the community allotment is for community to get involved, but not to feel burdened, to enjoy some gardening, but not feel trapped, and to enjoy community and friendship through connecting with nature. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a wander round, pick some herbs or just relax with nature while on a walk. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com.